the thing you should know is that everyone is in really big trouble. Yeah. Even you.
Last week on Animorphs.
So there we were, the five of us. Marco, Tobias, Rachel, Cassie, and me. Five normal mall rats heading home. So I looked up, and there it was. A brilliant blue-white light that scooted across the sky, going fast at first. Too fast for it to be an airplane, then slower and slower.
What is it?
Tobias shook his head.
I don't know.
I looked at Tobias, and he looked back at me. We both knew what we thought it was, but we didn't want to say it. Marco and Rachel would have laughed. But Cassie just blurted it right out.
It's a flying saucer.
Yeah, but Mark, like Sega.
Yeah. Okay, for those of you who don't notice, CJ's got this huge grin on his face, and it comes out in his voice. He's like, so this! Oh, and for the record, Tim, you can call the number that we give online, because when my cell phone goes off in the middle of a show, it's kind of scary. Just so you know.
The opening grew like the crescent moon at first, and then a full bright circle. And then he appeared.
I'm not the first. There are many, many others. Not like me. They have come to destroy you. Yerks. The Yerks are parasites. They must have a host to live in. No!
I cried.
You can't die! You're the first alien ever to come to Earth. But I may be able to give you some small power. May help. The power to morph. Only remember this. Never, ever remain in an animal form for more than two of your Earth hours.
Well, thank you very much, boys. You have a great evening.
Wait, who is this?
Oh, my name's Amy.
This is three.
Jake, don't!
Cassie put her hand on my cheek.
He doesn't want you to die for him. Don't you realize? He's dying for us.
It's the end of light! Jesus!
No, there it is!
Hi, and welcome back to KDUP 1580 AM, or kdup.up.edu, depending on where you are. You can call into the studio using the extension 7121, or if you're off campus, just call 503-943-7121. That is 503-943-7121. All requests and such are going to be ignored because we're reading books today. But
he's joking.
Okay, we'll listen to what you have to say. I'm serious. But if you want to email us like props or suggestions or whatnot, just email us at animorph, not plural, animorph_radio@yahoo.com. Also, check out our Facebook account. It's pretty much awesome.
All right. Chapter 8. I hope I'm asleep.
I muttered.
I really do. You're not asleep. Is that you?
I demanded of the cat.
Can you hear me?
Tobias sounded surprised, although sounded wasn't quite the right word.
Yes?
I said cautiously.
I did not know I could send thoughts like this.
Tobias said.
Just like the Andalite. I guess it only works when you're morphed.
I am talking to a cat, I realized, and I thought Tobias was crazy? Weird. All right, let's listen to this.
All right, let's try this. You're on.
Welcome to KDUP, Animorphs, the radio drama.
Uncensored.
Who is this?
And the Phantom Caller is back. Oh, dear. We've decided to make that man a villain. He's a bad guy for our show.
Not
but
a person.
You know what?
Not like the guy that lives in Villa.
In Villa. We love those guys.
He could.
Oh, yeah, but... Okay.
But we're not stereotyping.
He's a villain, not a villain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
All right.
I think we should clarify, because we didn't in the reiteration of last week, that at this point in time, Tobias, you know, that goofy kid that got his head flushed every time, you know, he's mentioned, that kid just turned into his pet cat for the first time, which is key because it's, you know, the first time. And that's awesome.
Okay. All right, another caller. Another call. Here we go. You're on.
You're on.
Now you're on.
Yeah, now you're on. Hello?
Hello?
I love you guys.
Who is this?
This sounds like Joe.
I love you.
It's Joe.
Hi, Joe.
How's it going, dude? Perfect. Short and to the point.
Okay,
let's get...
All right. All right, one more. Okay, here you are.
You're on Animorphs,
the radio drama.
Hey, guys. I want to prove to you that I'm actually listening, and I like the new intro.
Awesome.
Who is this?
It's Burke.
Oh, nice. Hey, what's up, dude?
All right, well, we got to get back to the story, man, because...
last time we didn't get as far as we wanted to.
Yeah, so...
All right.
Say hi to everybody for us. Get people listening.
All right.
Later.
Bye.
Nice cutoff.
Yeah, great.
That's how we roll.
Yeah, isn't it?
All right, where are we at? I lost my place.
All right, Tobias is turning into a cat, and you'll notice that we started our show with two play shelf songs. For
those of you on
the KDUP staff, we started with The Time of Times by Badly Drawn Boy, off Born in the UK, and Protons and Neutrons and Electrons by The Cat Empire.
Which is significant. We
had a guy that called in like just before we started the show, and he's like, gosh, when are you guys going to get to the Animorphs? So... this is just a message to all you people that are wondering why we weren't reading. Well, first, we got to give a recap to those new listeners this week.
Because we've got plenty.
And second of all, the PSA and the two songs are required by KDUP.
Or else we wouldn't do them.
So, yeah, basically. Because, you know, like you guys, we have a passion for Animorphs.
Also, another reason that we made it as long as it was last week, CJ couldn't stop smiling for about 10 minutes. So we gave him a warm-up period, and he's fine now.
I am. I think. I'm taking pictures right now. Never mind.
It's not important.
Read.
Okay.
Let us read.
I wondered if Tobias had heard my thought. I concentrated. Tobias, can you hear me?
Yeah.
He said.
I can hear you.
That's still you.
Oh, yeah, it is. Did you hear my thoughts before that?
I asked.
No, I don't think it works that way. You have to think at me for me to hear. Hey, watch this. Oh, before we go on, this is the only time in the book that Tobias, or that anybody ever hears a person thinking.
Yeah, every other time they're just like, they have to morph in order to do it, huh?
Yeah.
I never noticed that.
So that's actually a continuity era. A continuity error that was pointed out on Wikipedia, along with a couple others that I'll mention as we get into them in the series.
Yeah. Anyway. Where are we?
Hey, watch this.
Suddenly, Tobias leapt through the air. He pounced precisely on the autographed baseball that was lying in the corner. Maybe a 4-foot jump.
That is so excellent! Hey, pull a string for me to chase. Pull a string? Why? Because it's so fun!
I dug in my desk drawer and found a length of string left over from a birthday gift. I'm not exactly big on keeping my room clean. The string was from a birthday about 2 years ago.
How's this?
I drew the string slowly across the floor, a foot or more from Tobias's nose. He settled back on his haunches and began wiggling his hindquarters. He pounced! He landed on the string, grabbed it in his sharp teeth, rolled over, and began ripping at the string like it was the only thing on earth that mattered. I tried pulling the string away, but he pounced again. Yes, got it!
Tobias, what are you doing?
Pull it faster! I see it! I got it!
Tobias, what are you doing? I shouted.
I shouted?
You're playing with a string!
I still shouted. Sorry, I'm trying to do more than one thing at once.
Suddenly.
Oh, I'm on another page. Suddenly he stopped. His tail twitched. He looked up at me with those cold cat eyes. But I'm sure I saw a look of confusion there.
I
don't know,
he admitted.
It's like I'm me, but I'm also dude. I want to chase strings and, oh man, if only there was a real live mouse around. I'd really love to track it, to follow it so quietly, to listen to its heartbeat, to hear its scratchy little feet.
It's kind of sadistic.
He extended his claws.
We're not actually done with that. Anyway, I'd wait till just the right moment, and then a perfect pounce through the air. Claws stretched out.
He extended his claws to demonstrate.
Tobias, I'm thinking we're learning something here.
I said.
You know.
Amazing how quickly I was becoming used to the idea to talk to a cat.
What are we learning? I think you aren't just Tobias. You really are a cat. I mean, you have all the same instincts. You want to do the things a cat wants to do. Yes, I can feel it. It's like I'm two different animals melded into one. I can think like a person and like a cat. You'd better change back.
He nodded, his cat head up and down. Very weird to see. I can tell you, a cat nodding yes in a thoughtful, normal way.
You're right.
The change back to human form was at least as strange as the change to cat. The fur disappeared, leaving bare patches of pink skin behind. A nose grew out of the flat cat face. The tail was sucked up like a snake going up a vacuum cleaner. Tobias stood there, looking embarrassed, and quickly pulled on his clothes.
Maybe with some practice we can figure out how to change back into our clothes?
Oh, he smiled, his gentle smile again.
Don't you get it yet, Jake? If I can do it, so can you.
I shook my head.
I don't think so, Tobias.
Suddenly, he grew angry. He grabbed me by both my shoulders and actually shook me.
Don't you understand, Jake? It's true. All of it.
I pushed him away. I didn't want to hear that.
He's such a dork.
Yeah, dude. Seriously. We're not going to hurt you. It is okay. That image can't get out of my mind. Him walking up to a spaceship, telling it not to worry. What a psycho.
Yeah.
But he's still my favorite.
Okay, you got lasers and a scorpion tail, man.
No big deal, really.
Yeah.
But he kept after me.
But good. Jake, it's all true. I was just so mad. The Andalite gave us these powers for a reason. Fine.
I snapped.
You use them. I will,
he said.
But we'll need you, Jake. You most of all. Why me?
He hesitated.
Jeez, Jake, don't you understand? I know what I can do and what I can't do. I can't make plans and tell people what to do. I'm not the leader, you are.
I laughed rudely.
Ha!
Yes!
I'm not the leader of anything.
That's a good break. All right, let's hear this guy.
All right,
gal,
so
person,
I push
peeps.
This button.
Yes.
And then I push this one. Hi, you're on Animorphs, the radio drama.
I wish I could turn into animals.
What was that?
I wish I could turn into animals.
Yeah, dude, same here.
Peace out, man.
Later. All right. Now, Joe, now that I've let you have your fun, please, please, just call when you're serious. Wait a minute. No. Hold on. That might not happen, so practice a couple of times in the mirror and then call. It'll be more fun. We'll have an actual conversation. It'll be great.
It'll be cool.
You want a conversation that Kyle and Joe can
enjoy?
No, like carry on.
Beyond one sentence?
I'm just saying that it'd be kind of
primitive.
Wow. Awkward.
Yeah.
I'd count that, but it's not in the book. All right. So, I laughed rudely. Ha! I'm not the leader of anything.
I'm still trying to find the page.
Top of 59. Top of 59. He just, like, first big paragraph.
He just looked at me with those deep, troubled eyes. Pity points?
No.
I think that's pity points.
We'll see if it gets worse.
Eyes I can now see only in my memory.
Pity points.
There we go. Okay, all right. Perfect.
Okay, here we go. You're on, Animorphs.
Hello.
Just to let you guys know, the times that you guys think it's Joe, it's not.
Who is this?
This is Joe.
Hey, Joe, what's going on, man?
And Kyle, can we have this conversation now?
Yeah, dude, what's up?
Not much. I just love your show. I wish I'd listened to it last week.
Yeah, totally. You missed a lot.
I know. And I'm following along in my own Animorphs book that I ordered offline.
You are kidding.
Nope, not at all.
That is so awesome. You are the man.
I know. Hey, but I got to get back to listening to you guys and doing homework. So I'll be listening and calling maybe another time. I don't know.
All right. Sounds good, dude.
All right. Adios.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.
Good guy.
Okay.
All right. So he just looked at me with those deep, troubled eyes.
No. Yes, only in memory.
Yes, Jake. You are our leader. You are the one who can bring us all together and help us to defeat the controllers. We have the ability to be much more than we are, to have the stealth of a cat and the eyes of an eagle and the sense of smell of a dog and the speed of a horse or a cheetah.
Oh, a cheetah would be sick!
That would.
We're going to need it all if we have any hope of holding out against the controllers.
The what? I wanted it not to be true. I wanted none of it to be true, because I was an idiot and didn't understand that turning into animals is awesome. That's not in the book, but it's what I'd say. But I knew that it was.
True. That is.
I nodded slowly. It felt like I was agreeing to something awful. Like I was volunteering for a trip to the dentist, or something much worse. It felt like 1,000,000 pounds of weight had just landed on my shoulders. I knew what I had to do next.
Well,
I said grimly,
I guess I'd better go find Homer.
Oh, the train of thought there is just beautiful.
Homer.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Mind. Homer. That's my dog.
Chapter 9.
Oh, just so you know, you're listening to 1580 KDUP. You can listen to us also at kdup.up.edu. And if you want to call us, it's 7121 extension 7121. All right.
Or online at animorph_radio@yahoo.com.
That's our email. Okay. It isn't painful. Morphing, I mean. I petted Homer for a while, feeling like a complete and total fool.
This is the stupidest thing I have ever done.
I told Tobias.
Look, you have to concentrate. At least, I did. I mean, I formed this mental picture of Dude, right? I thought about becoming him. This is the first of many phraseologies like this in the books.
You'll hear it every single time they morph.
Yeah, I see. So I have to, like, meditate on becoming a dog. That's right. You have to think about it. You have to want it.
Normally, I would have figured he was nuts, but I had just seen him turn into a cat. So if he was nuts, so was I. I thought about becoming Homer. As I stroked his fur, I formed a picture in my mind of me becoming Homer. Homer became weirdly quiet while I did it, like he was asleep, only his eyes were open.
Just like Dude,
Tobias commented.
I think the process kind of puts the animal in a trance or something.
Fortunate.
He's just scared because he thinks his master is a Looney Tune.
I continued stroking Homer's fur and concentrating, and Homer continued to lie very still.
I'll bet he did.
Okay, now what?
I just understood why you were giggling. But we're not going to mention it.
Okay, now what?
Where are we?
I asked Tobias.
Now
we better put Homer outside. He might get slightly freaked by watching you turn into him.
It took Homer about 10 seconds to come out of his trance, but then he jumped up, normal, hyperactive Homer again. Yeah, that's it. I put him outside in the yard. Tobias was sitting patiently when I got back, just waiting.
Give it a try,
he urged me.
Think about it. All the cool kids are doing it. That was in there. Want it.
I took a deep breath. I closed my eyes. I recalled the picture of Homer I'd formed in my mind. I thought about becoming Homer. That's two. I opened my eyes.
Bow wow,
I said, laughing.
Guess it didn't work for me, Tobias.
The back of my hand itched, and I scratched it.
Jake?
Tobias said.
What? Look at your hand.
I looked at my hand. It was covered with orange fur. I jumped about a foot straight up in the air.
Whoa! Whoa!
I stared at my hand. The fur had stopped growing.
Don't be scared,
Tobias advised.
Go with it. Now you've stopped the morph, you have to concentrate. My hand!
I said.
Fur! Yeah, and your ears,
Tobias said. I ran to the mirror over my dresser. My ears had moved.
See now, kids, this is what happens when you take hallucinogens, so...
You know, be careful with drugs.
Yeah.
Or just don't take them.
Always consult a physician first.
That would be key. I ran... They slid up the side of my head and were definitely larger than they should be.
Go on, it's so cool,
Tobias said.
Cool.
That was such a nerd giggle. That's so great. I love it.
Cool. It's creepy. It's weird. Look at my hands. I have fur. You have to do this,
Tobias said.
I don't have to do anything,
I said sullenly. Tobias nodded.
Okay, you're right. You don't have to do this. You can just forget what we saw last night and forget what we know. And as the Yerks take over more and more people, you can just ignore it. We can all just go along and grow up in a world where human beings are nothing but bodies to be used by murdering aliens.
That's one way to put it.
That's exactly what he said. Okay, when he put it that way, it didn't sound like a great option.
Come on,
Tobias urged. I swallowed hard. I closed my eyes. I thought of Homer. Of being Homer. I felt the itchiness again. And when I opened my eyes, there was fur growing on my arms. And fur growing out of my face. And fur curling up under my collar.
We've established the fact that there was fur.
My legs itched and I realized they were growing fur too. My bones, well, they didn't exactly hurt. But they did feel strange. You know, when you go to the dentist and he gives you Novocaine so the drill doesn't really hurt, but you know it should hurt. I guess that's what it was like. My bones shortened. Would you stop playing with random sounds?
I'm going for a crunching sound, and that said crunch sound. So...
Yeah, but it was... Never mind. Leave the sounds alone for a second. This is cool. Or keep going with the sounds, whichever one you want.
Okay.
There was a scraping sound as my knee suddenly reversed directions.
That was the scraping sound.
It was key, okay.
I win.
You do win. Now stop.
I thought we weren't going to do
I toppled that. Forward, no longer able to walk upright. Yeah, I thought we decided that morphing sounds would be too hard.
And gross.
Plus we can hear the keyboard. I'm just saying.
Okay, so
let's just have an agreement with the listeners at home. That morphing sounds gross.
Yeah, so, it sounds so awful.
So you need to put that auditory picture in your mind.
If you've got that ability, which I wish I had. Gosh, I wish I had that.
Kyle's kind of...
I've got sound auditory perception envy.
He's special.
I am. No, I am. I have no rhythm.
Okay, let's go.
And
that's SAPE. S-A-P-E.
When my hands hit the floor, they weren't exactly hands anymore. The fingers were gone. All that was left were short, stubby nails. My face bulged out. My eyes drew closer together. Tobias got up and tilted the mirror down so I could see myself.
I really wanted to see that.
Oh my god, my face just exploded. I watched the final transformation as the last patches of my pink human flesh disappeared. And the tail, my tail, sprouted to its full length. I was a dog. It was insane. But just the same, I was a dog. I knew I should be scared by all this, only I wasn't. I was ecstatic. I was giddy, like CJ. I was thrilled. Happiness just washed over me. Happiness filled me up. I breathed in through my ridiculously long nose, and wow, wow, the smells. Oh, man, you have no idea. I breathed in, and right away I knew my mom was toasting a waffle in the kitchen. And I knew Tobias had walked through the territory of a big male dog. And I knew things I couldn't even explain in human words. It was like being blind all your life, and then just suddenly, you can see.
But with your nose.
Exactly. Now, what were you going to say, CJ?
Let go my ego.
Let go my ego. Perfect. No, I like it. I ran over to Tobias and sniffed his shoe. I wanted a better idea of who that big male dog was from the scent of his urine. Wow.
Sounds like he called Tobias a big male dog.
Okay, oh, incidentally, we had an argument over studs last time, so I did some research.
Ooh.
A stud is an animal, and a stud in animal breeding is a male animal, such as a horse or dog, employed for breeding.
So we were all right.
The term for the male of a given animal species, stallion, bull, rooster, etc., usually imply that the animal is entire, that is not castrated, and therefore capable of, quote, standing at stud. Specialized vocabulary exists for desexed animals. A stud farm in animal husbandry is an establishment for selective breeding using stud animals.
That is amazing.
The more
you know. What was that?
I was going for an sound, but that didn't work.
Dude, some of those sounds in there are just completely random. Choose the ones that we've recorded.
Letter A.
We have?
It's not ah.
Okay.
I don't think we've recorded all of them. We'll get better at the sounds.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Anyway. Or we might just throw them away.
Yeah, exactly, because we got to
keep going. And I'm done.
I ran over to Tobias and sniffed his shoe. I wanted a better idea of who that big male dog was. From the scent of his urine picked up by Tobias's shoe, I got a sort of picture of him. See, Homer knew him. His owners called him Streak. He was neutered, like me. This comes to one of those things that we've been discussing throughout these books. How would it feel to morph either a female, if you're a guy, a male, if you're a girl, or a neutered animal such as Homer?
Well,
shouldn't happen.
Well, yeah, but exactly, you're right.
Because
he's right.
It's
because
the DNA of the dog that matters,
yeah.
Not any medical surgery that's been done to it.
All right, so that's something that's iffy, huh? Anyway,
the
neutered,
more you know.
Like me. He spent most.
He was neutered like me.
He spent most of his time in his yard, but he broke out sometimes by digging under his fence. He got a mix of canned and dried food. Purina. No table scraps, unlike me. All this information made me happy all over again, and I had to wag my tail. I looked up at Tobias. He looked tall and strange and not very colorful. I wasn't all that interested in looking at him. At stuff. Smelling things was way better. Intruder! There was a noise in the yard. A dog on an unknown dog in my yard. An intruder! I ran to the window and perched against it and cut loose.
Oh, wait. I got one. Is it on?
Nice. I barked as loud as I could. No way was some unknown dog. No way some unknown dog was just going to walk through my yard.
Jake, get a grip.
Tobias said.
That's Homer out there.
Homer? What? But I was... I tucked my tail between my legs. What was going on?
Jake, listen to me.
Tobias said.
It's just what happened to me when I morphed into a cat. The dog brain is part of your brain now. You have to deal with it. But there's a dog in my yard. That's Homer, Jake. You are Jake. You're just in a body copied from Homer's DNA. That's the real Homer out there. You put him out there. Focus. You are Jake, Jake.
I took several deep breaths. The smells. Oh, boy. There was this one smell. I couldn't quite...
Focus, Jake.
I ordered myself.
Focus.
Slowly, I calmed the dog part of my mind. Let go of the smells. Let go of the sounds of the dog in your yard. It wasn't easy. That first time, being a dog is so completely amazing. For one thing, there's nothing halfway about it. You're never sort of happy. You're happy. You're never sort of bummed. You're totally, completely bummed. And boy, when you get hungry in dog form, you are nuts on the subject of food.
Just like all the time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, picture being hungry as a human. Multiply that by like, I don't know, a billion or something.
And divide your intelligence by two.
Exactly. There was a knock on my bedroom door.
Wow, for some people, that's going to be really tiny.
Hey. Hey.
I wasn't talking about you.
Oh. Well, yeah. Okay.
Some dogs are tiny. I mean, how much intellect can you store in a miniature poodle?
Miniature.
Hold on, though. That's a compliment. I wish you said that about me. The higher the intelligence, the lower the number.
No.
It is in my head. There was a knock on my bedroom door.
There's a lot of stuff that you should keep in your head.
I'm stuck.
My bedroom door. I knew who I was again. I was Jake. Jake with four legs, a tail, and a snout. But Jake. The knock seemed incredibly loud to my dog ears.
Knock, knock, knock.
There we go. That's good.
Jake, you got Homer in there with you?
My brother Tom's voice.
Mom's on the phone. Stop him yabbing.
He opened the door and stepped in. He looked around, confused.
Who are you?
He demanded of Tobias.
I'm Tobias. I'm a friend of Jake's.
Well, where is he?
Oh, he's around,
Tobias said. Tom looked down at me. There was a strange smell about him. My dog brain couldn't quite identify it. It was an unsettling, dangerous smell. And someone in my own mind, I heard the echo of a laugh. A very human laugh. I had heard the night before as Visor 3 swallowed the Andalite whole. What are you doing?
It's eerie music.
All right, then write eerie music for the show.
You want to go?
Okay, I win. Me and the mic just had a talking to.
Bad dog. No, okay, that's what it says.
The sounds are funny.
Bad dog.
Tom said. Tom
you
said,
keep quiet. Bad dog.
And then he left. I was devastated. I wasn't a bad dog. No, not really. I was just barking because some other dog was in my yard. Bad dog. I was a bad dog. Oh, I wanted to be a good dog. I crept into the corner, utterly miserable. Tobias knelt down and patted my head. When he scratched me behind the ears, I felt a little better.
All right.
You're still listening to KDUP 1580 AM or kdup.up.edu if you're online. You can call in using the extension 7121, or if you're off campus, 503-943-7121. And that off-campus thing applies to cell phones, as a matter of fact. Oh, and if you have anything cool to say or just want to talk or anything like that, you can either call in or email us at animorph_radio@yahoo.com. Oh, and join the Facebook group because we like the support.
Book.
Yes.
Chapter 10.
I called all the others on the phone after I got done morphing back into my normal body. Tobias took off on his own, saying he'd hook up with us later at Cassie's farm.
Hook up.
Hey, we got a knock!
Who's that knocking at my door? Go see who it is, Kyle.
You keep going.
Okay, Tobias took off on his own, saying he'd hook up with us later at Cassie's farm. I was on the kitchen phone with Cassie when Tom came in.
Oh, there you are.
He said. I covered the mouthpiece.
Yeah, Tobias said you were looking for me before.
Phone ringing in there?
No.
Whoa. Oh. Oh, we have a caller. CJ left the... I left the phone on. Somebody did. Hello?
Yeah, you didn't turn it off.
All right. This time we've got a call.
Hello?
Hi there. It's Teresa.
Hey, what's up, Teresa?
Not much. Let me get away from my radio. Hang on. Anyways, my roommate reminded me to watch the show, guys, and we have been laughing nonstop. It's fantastic.
Are you watching the show?
We're listening. Whatever.
Okay, there we go. We're listening to the show.
I can still hear the radio. Let me run away some more. You guys are freaking. It was fantastic.
Well, that's good. Well, we gotta get back into reading it, but you keep listening, Teresa. Glad to have you on the show.
Oh, hey, Teresa.
Kyle says hi.
Hi there.
Oh, okay.
The sounds are pretty exciting, too. Tell CJ or whoever that they're doing fabulous.
Oh, okay, fine. Take his side.
What's the internet thing? How do you get it on the internet?
Well, there's the Facebook group, and that's
I think. Place. No, can you listen to the show over the internet?
Yeah, yes, you can.
The instructions are on the Facebook group. If you either go to Kyle...
I don't have Facebook.
Okay. It's kdup.up.edu. Just click the high or low at the top of the screen. It should work.
Okay, I'll do that.
Or go grab some of the many listeners, and they'll let you listen in, I'll bet.
Pretty sure.
Just so you know.
Anyway, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. And here in the studio, we have a guest to say hi to the folks at home. His name is Prem. And oh, and we've got a caller too. So everyone, say hi to Prem on your radio. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, we'll mimic it for him.
Okay.
All right, you're on.
You're on Animorphs Radio Drama Uncensored.
Hi, this is Doug. I would just like to say that there's been so many "That's What She Said" opportunities in this entire chapter. I have literally been screaming "That's What She Said" every 2 seconds.
Nice. You just keep on doing that. Well, this I'll start doing it too.
Yeah, this is definitely.
It's really hard to understand what you guys are saying.
Okay.
But there's been such golden moments, such as I petted Homer's fur, or I was a dog. I couldn't believe it. That's what she said.
All right. Thank you, Doug, for pointing this out.
Okay.
That's all I have to say about that.
All right.
Okay.
You
okay,
guys
Doug.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Okay. Well, you know, it's kind of it's an interactive show, so.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
What? Oh.
Any views or opinions expressed in interviews or commentary are those of the individual speaking and do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of KDUP's parent or any of its affiliates or employees, including the individual speaking.
Okay, that applies to everybody else, too.
Anyway, so as we were saying before we got the call, we've got a mechanical engineer here in the studio visiting us. His name is Prem, and he's pretty cool. So, Prem, are you enjoying the show?
Well, I haven't been able to get it. It's hard to get it off campus.
So. Okay, well... Prem's gonna sit in with us tonight and just read along and have fun,
do stuff,
have fun,
good times.
We're
already kind of splitting headphones.
We can turn up the speakers a little bit. Yeah. There we go. Okay, so where were we? Starting with chapter 10. Oh, I can. All
right, we got another call. Okay, here we go. Hi, you're on. You're on. Hi.
Yes.
All right.
And another
phantom
caller.
I guess you were listening.
Yeah.
Because now you're a bad guy. But that's not a good thing. So
villain.
Stop it.
Kyle, stop whining. Would you like...
I'm still a sad dog, remember?
You want a little cheese with that wine? Oh, wait. I forgot. You can't eat cheese.
Oh!
Oh, my...
That was bad.
I was getting... Oh! Of all the... Okay, it's true. It's fine.
I know.
Okay.
Start reading. Yeah, Tobias said you were looking for me before.
I just wanted
to shut your dog up.
Tom said. He turned a chair around backward and straddled it.
That's what she said! That's for you, Doug!
I hesitated. There you go again, Doug. For some reason, I didn't want to talk to Cassie with Tom listening in.
I'll just see you there in a couple hours, okay?
I told Cassie and hung up.
Was that awkward?
No.
Okay.
I looked over at Tom. He's bigger than me, even though I'm not exactly small.
He's bigger than you!
His hair is darker, almost black, while mine is brown. I had always trusted him. He wasn't like a lot of guys who pound on their younger brother. We were always kind of close, at least until the last year or so. Somehow we weren't just spending much time together. Partly it was that he was involved in this club called The Sharing. They did all this stuff together, so he was busy a lot of the time. The thing is, Tom should have been the very first person I told all about this stuff that had happened. But as I was sitting there watching him munch toast, I just had this feeling that said,
"No, this has to be a secret, even from Tom."
Instead, I told him the other thing I was afraid to tell him.
I didn't make the team.
I said.
What team?
He asked. He looked puzzled.
What team? The basketball team. Your old team. Oh.
He said.
Too bad?
I repeated. I could not believe how little he seemed to care.
It's just sports.
He said. He munched another big bite of toast.
Just sports.
I couldn't stop repeating what he said. Tom saying sports was no big deal? No way. He lived for sports.
Yeah, I guess I just don't have your total skill.
He shrugged.
Well, I quit the team anyway, a couple days ago.
I practically fell off my chair.
You quit? You quit the team? And you didn't even talk to me about it? What's the deal?
What's the deal? I didn't say anything because I knew you and Dad would make a big thing out of it. Look, there are more important things than throwing balls through hoops.
He said. He had this mysterious look in his eyes. I figured he meant girls weren't the more important thing.
Girls were the more important.
Oh, right.
Besides,
he said, added,
we do much cooler stuff at the sharing. Maybe you should join up.
I was stunned. Obviously, Tom and I were further apart than I had realized. When we were done talking, I headed outside to mow the lawn. I mow the lawn every Saturday. It's my major chore. That and taking out the trash, which I hate, because we have to do all this recycling stuff. Recycling is good.
Recycle, the more you know.
Recycle, renew, reuse. When I was finally done mowing and trimming and raking, I hopped on my bike and took off. I had arranged with everyone to hook up at Cassie's farm. It isn't exactly a normal farm, although it had been...
Hook up.
There you go, Doug.
All right, we're going to stop that, Doug. I'm sorry. You can keep doing it at
home. Keep giggling, though. It's a show where everybody can bring something to the table.
Most people.
Bringing the world together, one Animorphs book at a time. And they do still have horses and a cow. But now
at Cassie's farm.
Yes, at the big... But now the big red main barn is the Wildlife Rehabilitation Clinic. Cassie's father runs it. They take in any kind of injured animal except pet-type animals, including skunks. And if we get to the ninth book, it's the...
They mentioned skunks.
Add that.
It's the
later.
All right,
the ninth book was not our favorite. You'll find
out why. There are always lots of deer... Nope.
Birds.
Birds.
Not burn, bird.
All right,
I know.
Breathe.
Birds.
You hear that? That's the sound of inner tranquility. Oh, it's still there.
Oh, we have a caller. All right,
okay, let's try
that. Phone go up.
You're on Animorphs, the radio drama uncensored.
Who is this?
Sweet. When is someone going to fight?
Oh, don't worry about that.
It's coming.
Come on.
You have a book at home.
Well, we gotta set it up, though. They don't have any powers yet.
Yeah,
he can morph into a dog and a cat. He can morph into a dog and a cat. Let's go fight aliens
but
with
they
Drake.
They have the powers. They got it from the alien. They got it from the alien.
Stop talking, Joe. Hey, you're being a negative Nancy.
Let's
listen to the show.
Wait, Kyle, you know what? I hear coming down the street.
Oh,
crap, it's the Whamulance. Oh, no, it's going.
I love you guys. You're amazing.
Okay, anyway.
Sorry,
Bye, Joe. We gotta keep going.
Oh, you hung up on him. That was fun. I'm sorry, Joe. I didn't want to hang up. Seriously.
No.
But there's gonna be fighting.
So,
it's gonna be good.
Yeah, there... Oh.
Wow, we are almost an hour in.
They take it so seriously,
yes.
Says Prim. The callers, they take the book so seriously.
They do take it seriously.
Okay.
It's like Animorphs. Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
We're going really
just
slow.
Just so you know, I mean, really, in all honesty, there will be fighting, but, oh, yeah, the Animorphs are, they're pretty smart, so let's just go fight some aliens with Dracon beams and big old chips, and they can take over our heads, and we've got a dog morph and a cat morph.
Woot.
Let's be reasonable. Okay.
But there are some cool chase scenes coming up. So
there are.
Awesome.
So let's get there.
All right.
There are always lots of birds along with squirrels and deer and skunks and so on. Deer. Sometimes they get a bobcat or a fox or even a wolf. Cassie's mom is a vet too, but she works at the gardens. That's this huge amusement park that has that also has a zoo. Or I guess they call it a wildlife park. Luckily, Cassie really loves animals. It would have been hard having her parents if she didn't really love animals.
Nice. Another caller. All right. Hi, you're on.
You're on Animorphs.
This is Quality Control.
Oh. Okay, hold on. Quality Control.
Huh? CJ just hung up on Quality Control.
Because that's how we roll. Oh, I can't believe you did that. We're going to hear from him again.
We got to get through this book.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, seriously.
All right. Okay.
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 All right.
Me, I have a dog. Tobias has a cat. Cassie has everything. Oh, that's, by the way, the length we go to be, as Kyle would say.
What do I say?
Uncensored.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know what the name of the show is?
Animorphs. The radio drama.
Uncensored.
Okay. And if you want to call us, by the way. 7121.
My okay. Tiger claw is better than your eagle's. That's what it sounded like to me. Did anybody else think of karate?
Anyway, I have a dog. Tobias has a cat. Cassie has everything from porcupines to polar bears. By the time I got there, Marco, Tobias, and...
Okay.
All right.
Oh, wait. I think we can take it. Let's go.
All right. Hi, you're on Animorphs. Oh, wait. Now you're on.
Now you're on Animorphs. Hello?
Take down the number for Quality Control, and when that number comes up on the telephone, do not answer the telephone.
My God, you're right.
KCP does not employ Quality Control.
Thank you, kind stranger. Thank you. May I ask where I can get more of your wisdom?
Okay, that's fantastic. You have a nice show.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
You
Bye.
Are the man.
And we're good.
Me, I have a dog. Tobias has a cat. Cassie has everything from porcupines to polar bears. By the time I got there, Marco, Tobias, and Rachel were already waiting outside the barn. Rachel had her face turned up to catch the tanning rays of the sun. Cassie wasn't there yet. I figured she was doing chores. She had tons of work to do around there.
Hey, guys,
I said. Rachel opened her eyes and immediately thrust a newspaper at me.
Look,
she said, pointing to an article. I started to read the article. It wasn't very long. It said that police claimed there had been a disturbance in the construction site the night before. It said several people had called, claiming they'd seen flying saucers landing there, followed by bright lights.
Cool,
I said, looking up.
So the cops know about it now. That's a relief. Keep reading,
Rachel said. The article went on to say that police had arrived on the scene and found a group of teenagers playing with fireworks. The teenagers had run away. Fireworks were discovered at the scene. The police spokesman had laughed at the reports of flying saucers.
It was just a bunch of kids playing where they shouldn't have been,
he said.
They were definitely no flying saucers. People shouldn't be so quick to believe in nonsense.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning.
All right, let's take a call.
On that note...
Top of the morning to you. This is Animorphs.
Radio drama.
Uncensored. And the random caller.
Okay. We're going to wait after it rings and then, you know, we got to do this. Never mind.
We got to keep going.
Okay.
That's
a total lie. I said.
But this is a total lie.
I said.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct answer, Johnny. Tell our contestant what he's won.
Marco said.
Did you see the last part?
Rachel pressed. I read the last sentence. It froze me up good, I can tell you. Police were offering a reward for information on the teenagers.
Oh, offering a reward for information on the teenagers.
Sorry, I just like the boys. They're looking for us.
Marco said.
Why would the police be... I mean, why would they lie?
I wondered aloud. But
well,
the answer
let's
was,
think about that.
But the answer was pretty obvious. Marco laughed his sardonic, the word of the evening. Laughed.
Ha!
Oh my!
Let's see, Captain Brilliant. Would it be because the cops are controllers? Probably not all the cops.
Tobias pointed out.
If the police have been infiltrated by the controllers, who knows how many others have, too?
Rachel asked.
Teachers? People in the government? The newspapers and the TV? Math teachers, for sure.
Marco joked. We all looked around nervously like we expected to find ourselves surrounded by controllers.
I tried to tell myself it was all a dream.
Rachel said.
Been there.
I said. For a while, no one said anything. We all felt the same terrible feeling, like we were all alone. Like suddenly we were dealing with stuff that was way, way, way over our heads. Kind of like heat transfer. Marco spoke first.
No homework in the studio.
It's not in the studio. I was just making a comment regarding it. Marco spoke first.
Look, why do we have to deal with this?
That wasn't life.
I say we just forget it. We never talk about it. We never morph. We just deal with our own lives.
Were you talking about heat transfer or the books?
The books. It's my line. I'm just reading. I
would have liked it if we didn't have to deal with heat transfer. Tobias and Rachel...
Just keep going!
Tobias and Rachel both looked at me. They were waiting for me to argue with Marco.
Marco, I halfway agree with you.
I started to say. Suddenly, Marco just went ballistic.
We could get killed!
He yelled.
Don't you get it? You saw what happened to the Andalite. I mean, this is radical stuff, Jake. This is for real. Real! We could all get killed.
By the way, he used the word radical. Tobias was looking
at... Radical!
The Red Scar.
What movie is that from?
I don't know. Yeah, Tobias was looking at Marco with this sideways look, like he thought maybe Marco was some kind of coward. I knew better. Marco had his reasons. Marco shook his head. In a quiet voice, he said,
Look, I think these controllers are jerks. But if something happened to me, my dad, he wouldn't be able to handle it. We have a call.
I hope this is an answer. Come on.
Cell phone. All right, you're on.
You're on Animorphs.
The radio drama.
Uncensored.
Animorphs rules! Yeah!
Oh, boy! Hey, do you know what that quote was from?
Oh, hey, Kyle, this is Tim.
Hey, I know that. Did you catch the quote? Listen.
Radical!
All right. Carry on. Bye.
Bye. I don't think anybody can hear us when they call.
I don't think so. We're sorry about it. Okay. Apparently the phone
Now that nobody's on the phone, the secret is you got to turn off your radio or your computer, like the play on the computer, because the feedback from us talking and you talking, it messes up the signal. So that's why you can't hear us really
well. It's on the computer.
That's what I talked to Kohler, and he is the man.
Okay.
I don't think it's on the computer.
Though. Anyways, let's finish this chapter because we're already past the hour, so we need to do this stupid, PSA
spent
and crap.
Half of our show.
2 years ago, Marco's mom died. She drowned. Pity points.
No, it's only for device.
They never found her body. Marco's dad lost.
Wow, don't sound so heartless.
Okay, put on the music, please.
Oh, yo, God, oh, you put me on the spot.
I did. 2 years ago, Marco's mom died. She drowned. They never even found her body. Marco's dad lost it big time. He totally fell apart. He quit his job as an industrial engineer because he couldn't handle being around other people. Now he was working as a night janitor, barely making enough to support Marco. He spent his days sleeping or watching TV with just the sound off.
You can all think I'm a weasel if you want,
Marco said.
But I don't care. But if I got killed or something... My dad would flat out die.
Rudy!
He's only hanging
in there
because of me.
Keep it on. Keep it going.
I wondered if I should go pat him on the back or something. But if I had Marco being Marco, would have just said something sarcastic.
Okay, answer.
And you're on Animorphs.
Hi.
Hello. Hello, you're on Animorphs.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying that, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, that was the movie.
Way to go, Tim. Way to interrupt a moment just so you can answer a question.
You asked him to do
it. I know, but he hung up.
Is, there's like music playing in the background
I know.
Of this. And
you know
really
what that
scratchy,
is?
So
that is sad.
Just so you know. Okay.
That's sad music right there because you interrupted a sad scene.
Okay, and it's building and bye. Okay, there's Cassie.
There's Cassie,
Rachel said, shielding her eyes and looking off across the open field. A horse galloping across the green. Its black mane was flying in the warm breeze. I didn't see any rider.
The horse slowed,
trotting closer. And suddenly I had a strange feeling about the horse.
Awkward. Cassie and I have been here for a while.
Rachel said, Rachel said by way of explanation.
She's really good at this.
We really need to finish.
Look at how fast she can do this.
You're on Animorphs, the radio drama.
Uncensored.
Who is this?
This is Kevin Meckling.
What's up, dude?
Oh, my God.
This is Kyle's older brother.
Hello, my brother.
I just like to answer the quote question. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Okay. Which one is it?
That was the Ninja Turtles. Thank you very much.
Which one?
Ninja Turtles, the movie, the original.
Nice.
Oh, way to be.
Wait, wait. Get the clap. Get the clap. Oh, I don't have the clap. Anyway.
Okay.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah. Way okay. to go.
Anyways, what do we have for him, Johnny?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, but thanks for calling.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
We're still here.
All right, I'm hanging up now.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Ah, my family.
Okay, we're not going to answer the telephone anymore until we finish the end of this chapter.
Why don't you just leave the phone on? That way they can't call
Ooh,
in.
Yeah,
there we go.
Okay, now you can't call in.
Sorry.
You have to listen.
We do need to get to the end of this. The horse nickered softly. Then, oh wait, nickered. By way of explanation, she's really good at this. Okay, fast she can do it. The horse nickered softly, whatever nickered is. Then the animal began to melt. The big brown eyes became slightly smaller. The long muzzle became a human mouth. A thing that was part horse and part Cassie smiled at us with big horse teeth and said, Marco suddenly sat down very hard. He had never seen a morphing.
It's cool,
I said, trying to sound very relaxed.
It's just Cassie.
In the body of a horse. I decided I'd better be a gentleman and look away. Oh, Jake. After all, when Tobias and I had morphed, we'd kind of morphed right out of our clothes. But I'd noticed that as Cassie emerged from the horse, she was wearing a skin-tight blue outfit. One of those outfits girls wear to do aerobics.
Notice that he thought about turning...
That wasn't a horse, Winnie!
No, notice that he thought about turning away, but he did not, in fact, turn
there
away.
There we go.
So, do we count that as an awkward moment?
Yes,
or...
it could be.
All yes. Right.
Yeah.
That's an awkward
that
moment.
That was awkward and...
I watched and saw something beautiful happen. For just a few seconds, she
My
stayed.
God, it's amazing.
Okay, we'll do Shatner. She stayed half horse, half human. She reminded me of the Andalite. I realized it was deliberate.
Oh.
Cassie was controlling the way she morphed.
Jeez, Rachel.
I said.
You're right. Cassie is good.
Suddenly, we heard the sound of tires on gravel. We all spun around. Down the gravel and dirt road came a single black and white car.
The cops!
Tobias cried.
All right.
The thing you should know is that everyone is in really big trouble.
Yeah. Even you.
Thank you, little Miss Cheerful.
Oh, I have a very bad feeling about this.
To Animorphs, we're gonna get rolling real quick here because
we
got
a
lot
of
ground. We got a lot of ground to make up. If you want to call us, you're listening to KDUP, by the way, 1580 AM, the Sound of Portland. You might be listening to us online at kdup.up.edu, and you can call us at 503-943-7121. That's 503-943-7121. And Dodie, if you're listening, we expect you to call in. Just so you know.
Yeah. We found you on Facebook.
Just saying. We didn't say that over the air. Anyways. So, Tom, could you please say chapter 11?
Chapter 11.
Thank you. We're going to get a special guest, actually, to say that for us pretty soon here. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool.
Don't worry. It's not you, Prem. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, what you just heard. Sorry. During the break, we played Animali by Incubus.
By Force.
For their album Light Grenade. Yeah,
our hand was Force.
This is Play Shell. We played a PSA, and we played 80th Life by The Good, the Bad, and the Queen from The Good, the Bad, and the Queen.
And now we're going to play Animorphs.
Yeah.
The best seed in town.
Oh, yeah. What?
I don't know. I just wanted to say that.
And we'll see, we wasted too much time.
I know. And
you're on Animorphs, the radio drama, uncensored.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Hey, this is Dan Lauer. Just wanted to say you guys are rocking it.
Thanks, you.
Man.
Thank you. Well, we got to get on the ball and start listening. Tell your friends. Hope you guys are having fun listening.
I couldn't understand a word of that.
It's because your radio's on.
Yeah, it's because the phone doesn't like us.
We'll talk to you later, dude. We got to get going.
Yeah.
I'm going to just listen to this when I hear it a minute later, okay?
Okay. Okay. Right. Bye. Talk to you later.
Cassie, morph now.
Okay, I snapped. The police car was coming fast.
We do not want to have to explain a half horse, half person. Which way should I... Why?
I'm the policeman. I just wanted
to... Oh, okay. Which way should I morph?
Cassie
morph.
Wailed.
Horse or human?
She reared up slightly on her hind legs. I knew what was happening. She was fighting the horse's urge to panic.
Human, human, human!
I said.
Everybody, stand in front of her.
The police car squealed to a stop. sending gravel flying. A single policeman stepped out. I waved at him.
Morning,
he said.
Your kid's, hiding something?
I wanted to look over my shoulder and see what kind of shape Cassie was in, but that would have been a mistake.
Hiding something?
I repeated.
Step aside, all of you. There's nothing to see here.
He ordered. We did, revealing Cassie. Fully human. The policeman looked puzzled, but then he shrugged. I breathed a huge sigh of relief.
Can we help you, officer?
Rachel asked in her best, responsible voice.
We're making some inquiries,
he said, still looking at Cassie like something must be wrong with her.
We're looking for some kids who were shooting off fireworks in the construction site last night, across from the mall.
Suddenly, Marco started coughing. You're lying, actually.
Something the matter with him?
The policeman asked.
Nope,
I said.
Nothing's wrong with him.
We want these kids.
There you go, Doug, the policeman said.
We want them real bad. You follow? If you can name that movie quote, please call in. See, it was dangerous what they did. Could have been someone hurt. So we want to find the kids.
Suddenly, I knew he was one of them. The policeman was a controller. I looked at his face. It seemed normal, but something inside his head was... But inside his head was a creature from another planet, an evil parasitic slug. Just behind those normal, human-looking eyes, something vile lurked.
I don't know anything about it.
I lied. He looked at me real close, and I began to sweat.
Hey, you know what?
He said.
You look familiar. You look like a young man I know named Tom.
Yeah, he's my brother.
I said. I was trying not to let my voice go weird, but I just couldn't forget the fact that it wasn't really some normal human cop I was talking to. It was a yerk. This wasn't even a human anymore. Not really. It was a human controller. The human brain was totally enslaved.
Tom's your brother, eh? Well, he's a good kid. I know him from the Sharing. I'm one of the adult supervisors. Great group, the Sharing. You should come to a meeting, you follow?
Yeah, Tom already invited me.
I said.
We have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I repeated.
Well, you call me if you hear anything about those kids in the construction site. I should warn you, they may come up with some wild story to conceal their guilt. But you're too smart to believe a bunch of crazy lies, you fella.
He's a regular genius.
Marco said. Finally, the policeman took off. I just wanted to say to Doug that you have completely destroyed any innocence that was going to be in these books tonight.
Seriously, everything that comes out, you're horrible.
We have a lot of fun.
Okay.
Me and my lucky charms, they're magically delicious.
Okay, I'll believe that when my crap turns purple and smells like rainbow sherbet. Name that movie. And I know you guys know it. Okay, rule number one.
Rachel announced firmly.
We don't do anything to attract attention. We have to be secret about everything, especially morphing.
Cassie looked embarrassed.
Yeah, it was stupid of me. It's just, man, it's so amazing running like that. Out in open spaces, running and running. How did you manage to morph with clothing?
I asked.
When Tobias and I did it, well, let's just say it's a good thing neither of you girls was around, or you would have been, you know. It took some practice.
Cassie said.
Lots of running.
I despise you, Doug. Lots of running. I really, really, really despise you right now.
And it can only be tight clothing. I tried it with a... Stop it! Stop it, all of you! It's not funny! It's not funny, Doug is wrong! These books are innocent. Innocent, I tell you. I tried it with a coat on. It got shredded. I don't know what we'll do in the winter.
Doug Peterson.
What?
No, not that Doug.
Doug Anderson.
No, different Doug.
You know, you can talk louder than a whisper.
Yeah.
You're in the show, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's Prem.
Yeah.
And he just asked.
Everybody at home, say hi to Prem.
Hi, Prem.
Thanks, home.
Prem, say hi to everybody at home.
All right, guys, get back on track.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, Prem.
Wow, we should have him come in more often.
He should come in more often. We get more done.
Thank you. You're on.
You're on Animorphs, the radio drama, Uncensored.
Who is this?
Oh, the movie? It's Quigley Down Under.
Nice try! I'm hanging up on you.
Oh.
Oh.
Come on, Tim. You know better than that. Think hard. I'll do it again. I'll believe that when my crap turns purple and smells like rainbow sherbet. It's not Quigley Down Under, but nice try.
And my original offer for the Yafala is still up,
still
for
up
grabs.
There, too.
Okay, yeah. It took some practice. Back Cassie said,
something about, I don't know.
The clothing,
know.
We're in the middle of page 80.
That's not going to be the problem.
Marco
said firmly.
Because there isn't going to be any more morphing. Maybe Marco's right.
Rachel said.
This is too big for us. We're just kids. We need to find someone important to tell this to. Someone we can trust. We can't trust anyone.
Tobias said flatly.
Anyone could be a controller. We tell the wrong person, we are all dead. And the whole world will be doomed. Because we are their only hope.
Heartbeat. That was good.
The heart.
That was good.
We really gotta get moving.
Okay.
I don't want to stop morphing.
I don't want to stop morphing.
Cassie said.
Do you realize all we could do with these powers? We could communicate with
hippie
animals.
Hippie moment.
Maybe
hippie moment.
Help save endangered species.
Now, okay. Now the question here, and we're going to leave this, you know, just dead,
up to Doug,
just up to everybody at home. Leave this to your imaginations.
How can by morphing you vicariously save an endangered species? Think about that.
Let's think about this.
I think Prim got it.
All right, moving on.
So,
humans may be the next endangered species, Cassie.
Tobias said quietly.
I know.
What do you say, Jay? Oh. Wow, my horse was a little throat. What do you say, Jake?
My horse was a little...
She just morphed a horse.
That was
roll
awesome.
With it. Roll with
that
it.
Was good. Oh,
God,
I'm sorry.
Don't...
I'm slow right
me?
Now. Cassie asked.
Me?
I shrugged.
I don't know. Marco's right. We could all get killed. Rachel's right. This is too major for a bunch of kids.
I hesitated. I didn't like what I was about to say.
But Tobias is right, too. I mean, the whole world is in danger. And we can't trust anyone. So what do we do?
Rachel demanded.
Hey, it's not up to me to decide.
I said hotly.
Let's take a vote.
Rachel said.
That was pretty hot.
I vote we try to live long enough to get driver's license.
Marco,
how about that?
Licenses, Marco said.
I vote we do what the Andalite said. Fight.
Tobias said. Okay, I think we're going to make this one of the last calls. And you're on Animorphs, the radio drama, Uncensored.
I got it. Super Troopers.
There you go, guys.
Okay.
What was the first
okay,
one?
Okay, bye.
Okay, folks, so we're really running behind schedule, so we're not going to be accepting any calls for about the next half an hour, but like right after 12 o'clock, we're actually going to have a little bit of discussion so you can call in and just like talk your hearts out.
And ream us for everything we said.
Yeah, so, but we really want to get through to some major fighting scenes and chase scenes.
Which
so,
is not going to happen at this point.
Yeah. Okay.
So thank you. Come again.
That was none of us. That was Prim.
Brilliant,
thank
Prim.
You, Prim.
Oh, you are the man.
Okay, and
I said that a lot.
So we're gonna get moving here.
Let's vote. Let's vote. I vote we licenses Andalite. Tobias said.
Tobias said. Okay.
Fight.
You've never even been in a fight.
Marco sneered.
You can't handle the punks at school. Suddenly now you want to kick butt on that Visser 3 freakazoid?
Tobias said nothing, nice but a freak. Blush spread up his neck.
That's a pity point.
I vote with Tobias.
Rachel said, giving Marco a dirty look.
I vote with Tobias.
Rachel said, giving Marco a dirty look. Now, just so you know, this needs to be clarified. I think we're getting to the point where things will start to get awkward.
Okay, anyway, you'll get it. I wish we could dump all this on someone else, but we can't.
It's not quite awkward.
Let's think it over for a while.
Cassie said.
This is a big decision. I mean, it's not like we're deciding whether to wear jeans or a skirt.
I was relieved. Thank goodness for Cassie.
Yeah. Let's wait a while. Wait for a while.
I agreed.
In the meantime, no one say anything to anyone. We just go back to normal life.
There was a smirk on Marco's face. He thought he'd won, but I wasn't so sure. Tobias was still blushing. He sent a secret, grateful look to Rachel. Marco and I took off toward my house again, trying to act normal. We talked about the baseball season. We talked about who is going to slaughter who in Dead Zone 5, which is the CD game we were going to play on my computer. By the time we'd reached my house, we'd run out of stuff to talk about. We played Dead Zone for a while. Neither of us did very well. Face it, games just weren't all that interesting anymore. My mind was totally not there. Tom came in after a while.
Hey, you guys.
He said.
Can I give that a try?
It had been months since Tom had done anything with me like play a game.
Sure.
Marco moved over and gave Tom his control stick. We played for a few minutes and Tom did pretty well. But then we were like, he got bored or something. He gave the control back to Marco and just sat back and watched.
You guys hear about all that stuff going on with the construction site last night?
He asked me. Marco jerked in surprise.
Wait, what stuff?
I said.
It was in the newspaper.
Tom said casually.
They said something. They said some kids there were shooting off fireworks or something. A bunch of morons who live around there.
Grow up, Doug. Doug, you grow up. You grow up and grow up.
And we're moving on because I'm in the middle of my speech. A bunch of morons who live around there. It was flying saucers or something.
He laughed.
Or decided, yeah. Anyway, flying saucers. Right.
Marco and I both laughed, too.
Yeah, and it was just these kids playing with fireworks.
Tom said.
Uh-huh.
I said. I was trying very hard to concentrate on the game.
You were all at the mall last night, weren't you?
Tom asked me.
Uh-huh. Did you come back to the construction site?
I shook my head.
No way.
Didn't see any kids hanging around there, maybe? Nope. It's not like I'd get them in trouble.
Tom said.
I mean, I think it's kind of cool. They're, you know, just shooting off fireworks, and they get all these people terrified of flying saucers. Flying saucers.
He said. He laughed again.
Flying saucers.
Only complete dips would believe in that kind of stuff, right?
He leaned close.
You don't believe in that. Do you? Aliens? And spaceships? Little green men from Mars?
I wanted to say no. None of them had been little or green. But I just said...
No way.
Tom nodded and stood up.
Cool! You know, Jake, I feel like we haven't been hanging around much lately. I guess not.
I agreed.
That's too bad.
He said. He snapped his fingers like he just had an idea.
You know... You should join the sharing. Marco, too. Oh, sorry.
We should join?
Marco asked. Tom just grinned.
I gotta go.
He said. He gave me a playful punch on the shoulder.
Catch you guys on the flip side. And don't forget, let me know if you hear anything about those kids at the construction site. Alright?
He left.
Hang loose, brah.
He left. Marco looked at me.
Jake, he's one of them. What?
Tom. Tom is one of them. Your brother is a controller.
Dum 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 dum.
Okay.
God! Mike to the nose.
I'm gonna do voices.
I haven't done narration.
Yeah, okay. Kyle hasn't been.
Okay,
I haven't done much, so I'm doing narration.
Okay, we're doing a little scuffle here.
Chapter 12.
Thank you for shouting.
He said chapter 12.
I swung my fist and caught Marco in the side of the head. He jumped back and swung again. I swung again. But Marco was quick. He dodged my second swing, and I slipped and went down. Marco snatched the bedspread off my bed, threw it over me to tangle up my arms, and sat on me. Jake, quit acting like a stupid jerk.
Hey, that's my line. Jake, quit acting like a stupid jerk.
Wow. I was trying to grab him, but he had me pretty good.
Take it back!
I yelled.
Not likely,
Marco said.
You think it's just a coincidence he's suddenly all interested in what happened at the construction site?
I knew it looked bad. Even while I was struggling to get free and kick Marco's butt, I had this sudden flash about the smell I'd noticed on Tom when I was morphed into a dog. And there was that laugh I heard at the sight. But no. This was Tom, my big brother. Tom would never, ever have let those slimy creeps inside his head. Never!
I'll let you up if you calm down,
Marco said.
Look, maybe I'm wrong, okay?
I stopped struggling, and Marco let me up. Big mistake!
You didn't happen. You have to admit, Jake, it doesn't look good. Tom is not one of them, okay? That's final, I said. Nope.
I said. I'm lost.
Tom is not one of them, okay? That's final,
I said.
Whatever,
Marco said.
Just don't punch me again, because I might have to hit you back.
Just then, I heard this fluttering noise at my window. Dum, 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 dum. Like someone beating on it very softly. I went to the window, followed by Marco. There was a bird there. Some kind of huge bird, like an eagle or a hawk, beating its wings against the window.
Let me in, all right? I can't hover here forever.
Marco's eyes went wide. He'd heard it, too. I opened the window, and the bird flew straight in. It landed on my dresser. It was almost 2 feet long, mostly brown, mostly, with gnarled talons and a sharp hooked beak.
It's some kind of eagle or something,
Marco said.
A red-tailed hawk, actually.
Whoa, what are you doing? He's inside.
I know, but he's still thought-speaking.
So you're going to cover your mouth every time?
Okay, fine, I won't. It's a red-tailed hawk, actually.
Tobias said.
Is that you, Tobias?
Marco demanded.
I thought we weren't going to do any more of this morphing. I never agreed to that. Well, morph back, Tobias,
I said.
You know what the Andalite said. Never stay in any form for more than 2 hours.
Tobias hesitated. He tilted his hawk's head and peered at me with an incredibly concentrated gaze. At last, he hopped over onto my bed. Let me tell you something. It is beyond weird watching feathers turn into skin.
Map of weirdness.
Off that map. The brown feathers ran together and merged and turned pink. It was like the feathers were melting. Like they had turned into wax and were being heated up and melting. The beak disappeared quickly and lips grew out of it. The talons split into five and became toes. Halfway through the process of changing, Tobias was a lump, half pink, half brown, with feather-like patterns still visible on his back and his chest. Wow. Are you kidding?
You're on Animorphs. Oh, my
Sag.
Goodness.
The one thing we picked up.
Never mind.
Focus. Where are we? Oh.
I'm still waiting for Mem and Anon to call in, by the way.
Yeah, by the way. Yeah. Sad.
Okay. Continue.
Still visible on his back and chest, his face was small and mostly human, except that he still had those sharp, alert hawk's eyes. Two tiny, shriveled arms protruded from the front of his chest with fingers like a baby's. All in all, it was a pretty disgusting sight. But the human DNA asserted itself over the hawks, and he became more normal. About 3 minutes after he'd started the change, there was a completely normal Tobias, sitting naked on the end of my bed.
Ah!
Oh, no!
Why? My God! Oh!
I haven't figured out how to morph
no!
clothes yet, like Cassie.
Okay.
All right. Obviously. Try not to hang up.
You're on Animorphs, the radio drama, uncensored.
I know the future.
Don't tell
you
it.
Better.
Hang up.
Okay, we're hanging up. No.
Say it now,
thank you. Come again. Actually, don't come back.
We need to record you saying that.
We actually do really enjoy the calls. It's just that there's this awesome scene coming up.
Okay, this is Joe again. Please.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. This is Dr. Inan.
Hey,
I heard your request. Can you hear me on the air? Can you hear me?
Yes. You're here, dude.
I am electrolyzed by this radio program. I think it is so excellent. I really like the quality control too. That's what I want. Eagles always watching, always attacking.
Oh, Mehmet, come on. I mean, seriously, we advertise as uncensored.
That's,
you know what
that's
that means,
Dr.
Right?
Mehmet to you.
Sorry, my bad. Dr. Mehmet, you know. Wait a minute.
Yes.
You're gonna crank me on that. Anyway. Continue.
I heard that my brother called last week. I felt that I needed to call in and you know make sure that you know all the Inans were represented. We have another brother too, but he does not know of the radio program. So,
oh, you can always tell him.
Yes, that's true, I suppose. But anyway, I must get back to grading some tests. You know, I am very harsh grader, you know.
Had your class.
And then I must do my morning exercise. Anyway, good luck to you on your radio program.
Oh, well, please tell your colleagues to call in next week.
In the future.
We're looking forward to hearing your colleagues.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, talk
thank
to you later.
You.
Bye.
Thank you. Come again.
Oh, all right. Great. Okay. And so we've heard from a UP faculty member tonight.
Again. Tobias is naked on a bed.
Okay. I loaned him a pair of pants and a shirt, but my shoes were all the wrong size. Shut up, Doug.
That was the coolest thing I have ever done in my life.
Tobias. No, we switched. That was the coolest thing I've ever done in my
life. Wow, we did. Wow.
We did.
Tobias said. His whole face was glowing.
I was riding the thermals.
I asked.
What's a thermal?
Oh, I asked.
That's when there's warm air rising up from the ground. It forms this cushion under your wings. You can just float up there, like a mile up. You just surf the thermals. Guys have got to do it. It's the best thing ever.
The more you know.
Okay. Okay.
Hi.
You're on Animorphs.
Radio drama. Uncensored.
Hey, turn down your radio.
That's what she said.
Okay.
Doug, come on. We're trying to finish up.
So we've learned what...
Okay, thermals.
A thermal is. So now you guys are more knowledgeable.
Educated.
You guys have got to do it. It's the best thing. Tobias, how on earth did you do a hawk morph?
I demanded.
There's an injured hawk right there in Cassie's barn.
He said.
There's this cool osprey, too, but I decided on the hawk. How did you fly if the hawk you morphed was injured? Form was injured.
I wondered. Marco shook his head pityingly.
Jake, do you pay any attention in biology class? DNA has nothing to do with some injury. Previous discussion about Homer. The DNA wasn't broken, just a wing.
More you know. I ignored Marco.
Dogs do not have wings, by the way. You're lucky Cassie's dad didn't catch you.
I said to Tobias.
He's so depressed.
Tobias commented.
Who's depressed? Cassie's dad? No, the hawk, I mean. I think he knows they aren't trying to hurt him or anything, but he can't stand being cooped up there while his wing heals.
Tobias's eyes darkened.
It's terrible when birds have to be locked up in cages. They should be free. Yeah, free the birds.
Oh, wait. Marco commented sarcastically. I'll get the
bumper stickers printed up for Alfred Hitchcock. You wouldn't have that attitude if you've been up there with me.
Tobias said angrily.
It wasn't cool. It was cool being a cat and all, but a hawk, it's just total absolute freedom. I hadn't ever seen Tobias so happy. I mean, Tobias has a pretty lousy home life. Thinking about it, I suddenly had this feeling. I repeated the warning. No more than 2 hours in any morph, right? You keep track of the time, right?
Tobias smiled.
Yeah, I don't have a watch or anything, but with Hawkeyes, you can actually see the hands of someone's watch when they're a half a mile below you. It's like being Superman. You can fly, plus you have supervision. Now he's Superman,
Marco muttered.
I was looking around. I guess I thought I might be able to see something from the air,
Tobias said.
I was looking for something that might be a yurt pool.
The phrase sounded vaguely familiar. I remembered Visser 3 saying something about yurt pools.
What's a yurt pool?
I asked Tobias.
It's where the yurks live in their natural state. Every 3 days, a yurk has to leave his host body and go into the yurt pool to soak up nutrients, especially Candrona rays.
The more you know!
Marco and I exchanged a suspicious look. Neither of us knew any of this.
At the end,
Tobias explained.
It doesn't even matter.
When the
Andalite told us all to run for it, I stayed behind for a few seconds. I guess maybe I was just too scared to even run. I shook my head. I knew better. Tobias just hadn't wanted to leave the Andalite alone. I think maybe the Andalite meant even more to Tobias than the rest of us. Anyway, he gave me visions. I guess you'd call them pictures. Information. A lot of it, all once. All jumbled. I haven't even started to sort it out, but I know about the yurt pools in the Candrona.
Marco held his hand, silencing Tobias.
Let me check the door,
he said. He went to my door and peeked out into the hallway.
All clear,
he announced. Tobias gave Marco a questioning look.
Tom,
Marco said.
He's one of them. Don't make me hurt you,
I warned him angrily.
Tom is not a controller. Either way, we should be careful,
Tobias said. He lowered his voice.
The Candrona is a device that produces Candrona particles. See, it's like this little portable version
with
of...
the definition, Tobias.
Yeah, I know.
Nice.
Little portable version of the Yurk's own home sun. The Yurks need Candrona particles to live, like a human needs vitamins or whatever. The Candrona particles are beamed from wherever the Candrona is and concentrated in the Yurk pool. Once every 3 days, every Yurk has to leave his host and go into the pool. They soak up the particles and then they re-enter the host body. What does this have to do with you flying around playing Superman?
I asked.
Well, it seems dumb now, but I was thinking maybe I could see the Yurk pool.
He made a rueful smile.
Saw a lot of swimming pools and some ponds. You get up there and you realize there are ponds and lakes and streams everywhere, but I didn't see anything special. And what if you found some yurk pool? Then what?
Marco demanded.
Then we'd blow it up.
Tobias said.
Wrong!
Marco said.
We have decided not to get into this. No, we've decided not to decide yet.
I said.
Well, I've decided.
Tobias said.
Oh, suddenly the wimp's a hero.
Marco sneered. This time, Tobias didn't blush.
Maybe I just found something worth fighting for, Marco. You don't even fight for yourself,
Marco said.
It was before,
Tobias said softly.
Before the Andalite. Maybe before he died trying to save us. I can't let that go. I can't let him die for nothing. So whatever you guys decide, I'm going to fight.
I love the stutter there. That was great.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, right. What? Me and Matt, I want to read Matt.
That's fine.
Okay.
No, that's fine. No, I understand.
I'm just saying.
Poor Kyle.
Oh, by the way, if you're listening to KDUP 1580 AM,
the sound of Portland,
or kdup.up.edu, call us at 7121. And, or don't call us right now because we're trying to get to the gardens, which is awesome. Say chapter 13. Say chapter 13.
Chapter 13.
We find the Yurk pool, Tobias said, and when we do, we blow it up and kill every one of those evil slugs.
I expected Marco to start yelling, but Marco's pretty smart. He could tell that Tobias had reached me with his talk about the Andalites, so he just smiled a little sneakily.
Remember that cop today, the one who was so interested in finding whoever was at the construction site? The cop was probably a controller. What about him?
I said.
Well, that's... Let's see. He invites you to join the sharing. And now along comes Tom. And suddenly, he's very interested in whatever happened at the construction site. And guess what? Tom also invites you to join the sharing. Tobias nodded in agreement. Maybe the sharing is an organization for controllers. Marco smiled. He's my best friend and all. But sometimes Marco really makes me mad. We are pretty sure the cop is a controller. And I don't care what you say, Jake. I think Tom is, too. So here's the deal. You want to get into this fight against the Yurks?
Marco asked me.
Fine, let's see how much you want to do it. When it turns out it's your own brother you have to destroy.
That stopped me cold.
If you know what I mean.
Thank you, Prim.
Yeah. It's not exactly some video game, is it?
Marco Zed.
This is reality. You don't know anything about reality, Jake. Nothing bad has ever really happened to you. You have this perfect family, like I used to have. Used to have.
His voice cracked a little.
There we go.
He never talked about his mom's death. I realized he was right. I didn't know about reality. Not the way reality had happened to Marco. And to Tobias.
So maybe we just walk away from this.
Marco said.
Let someone else fight this fight. Sorry about the Andalite, but I've got enough death in my family. No.
I said, surprising myself.
The Andalite gave us the morphing power for a reason. It wasn't just for fun of being a dog or a horse or a bird. He hoped we would fight and saved endangered species. Then maybe Tom is the enemy.
Marco said.
Maybe it's your own brother you'll end up destroying. Yes?
I said. My throat felt all tight.
Maybe that's what will happen. Maybe not. But the first step is to find out more. And I think maybe the way to do that is to check out this meeting of the sharing tonight. I'll call the others. Anyone wants to come? Cool. You want to stay out of it, Marco? That's cool, too.
He hesitated. He sent Tobias an angry look, but he said,
okay, it's just a meeting, right? We go and see. I'm in for that.
I called the others. Rachel agreed quickly. Cassie had to think about it for a little while, but she agreed too. I told Tom we were interested in attending the meeting. Me and Marco and Rachel and Cassie. We'd already decided Tobias would be there too, only in a different way.
Tobias, tonight's a great meeting to come to.
Tom said.
Enthusiastic.
Enthusiastically.
We're having a bonfire on the beach. You know, hanging out, playing games and stuff. We play night volleyball, which is so funny because half the time, guys can't even see the ball. It's great. It's the best organization. You'll love it.
Listening to him, it sure didn't sound like the sharing was connected with the Yerkes. You couldn't really picture Visser 3 or a bunch of taxons just playing volleyball. I was thinking maybe we were all just nuts. The sharing was probably just like some new kind of co-ed Boy Scouts or something. Co-ed Boy Scouts. It wasn't that far to the beach, so we decided not to drive there with Tom. We walked. Tobias walked partway with us, then he stepped behind a dark dune as we got close to the shore. A few minutes later, we saw a hawk take flight. There aren't many thermals at night, so he had to work to get altitude. But then I guess he found a decent enough updraft because he soared up and away till he disappeared.
I have got to try that.
Cassie said.
It looks wonderful. Yeah.
Someone said.
I agree.
I agreed. I had the bonfire burned bright on the dark beach. People were all around it, playing, talking, eating. Kids from school, adults, people I didn't know, others I did. Were
that
they all
really
controllers?
Subtle. Way to go. Huh? On that, someone said. I was like, wow, it said that? Sorry. Continue.
And you're done.
Were they all controllers? I wondered. How could I ever know? And was my own brother one of them? Submitted for your approval.
Pause. You guys are going to hear that a lot. I really need to make another.
You need to make one that's just like a violin track.
Okay.
That's great.
After about an hour of hanging out there on the beach, I was sure I was nuts. There was no way these guys were aliens. We played some volleyball, me and Tom together on one team. We ate the barbecue ribs they had. Oh, except for Cassie, because she's a vegetarian. I mean, it was just like this normal good time. The sand was still warm. The night air was chilly, but near the fire, it was nice.
I just want to take this time to say, we haven't had any callers from Villa.
Michael Ryan.
My God! My God!
Now you see why I enjoy this?
Now you see why I enjoy this? Tom asked. Said.
It's cool.
What?
It's cool.
It's cool, I said. I looked around at all the people having fun.
I didn't realize it was so much fun.
Well, that's not all of it,
Tom said.
I mean, it's more than just fun. The sharing can do all kinds of things for you, once you're a full member.
How do you get to be a full member?
I asked. He smiled mysteriously. Oh, that'll come later. First you become an associate member. Later, the leaders decide whether to ask you to become a full member. Once you become a full member, the whole world changes. At that moment, something weird happened.
Kind of like
I was looking at Tom.
Kind of like what?
Tenure.
Not at all like tenure. Because after you're a full member, things get worse. At that moment, something weird happened. I was looking at Tom, and he was smiling at me, but then his face kind of twitched. His head started to pull to one side, like he was trying to shake his head, only he couldn't quite do it. For just a split second, there was a look in his eyes, scared or something. He was looking right at me, and it was like some different person, some scared person, was looking out of those same eyes. Then he was back to normal, or what looked like normal.
I have to go for a while now,
he said.
The full members have a separate meeting. You guys stay here and have fun. Have some more of that barbecue. It's great, isn't it?
With that, he was gone into the night. I felt like I had swallowed barbed wire. Marco and Cassie came over. They had just finished playing frisbee in the surf with some other kids. Marco was laughing.
Okay,
he said.
I was wrong. These are just normal people having a good time, and Tom is not a controller.
I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. Marco was so very wrong. I knew what I had seen in Tom's eyes. He was trying to warn me. Somehow he had managed to gain control of his face for just a second before the yerk in his head had crushed him. Tom, the real Tom, not the yerk slug in his brain, had tried to warn me.
So, you're listening to KDUP 1580 AM, kdup.up.edu. If you want to call us tonight, it's 503-943-7121. We're going to throw in one more chapter here before we finish, and then we'll have a quick, brief discussion where you guys can call in and tell us what you thought about the show.
We'll have a break where we'll do some PSAs, and then we'll have the discussion.
Okay.
All right.
Now, let's do the discussion beforehand, or else people stop listening.
Well, look at the clock. We really actually should just...
All right.
Nope, yeah. One more chapter.
Yeah.
One more chapter, and then we'll do
that. We got gypped on time, so
yeah.
We're good.
Yeah. Chapter 14.
They're all going off to a separate meeting.
I said.
All the full members. I sure'd like to know what goes on in that meeting.
I struggled to sound normal, but my insides were churning.
I saw people heading that way.
Rachel pointed out.
Let's see if we can get closer.
I said.
What's going on?
Marco asked.
I thought we just decided everything was normal here.
It was Cassie who answered him.
Nothing is normal here,
she said.
Can't you feel it?
She shivered.
All these so-called full members, they're all being so perfectly nice, so perfectly helpful. They're so perfectly normal, it's abnormal. And all the time, their eyes are following you, watching you, like a hungry dog watching a bone. Creepy.
Rachel agreed.
Like if you took cheerleaders, combined them with gym teachers, and made them all drink 10 cups of coffee. Holy crap. Amazing imagery, K.A. Okay.
There you go. You are.
They are all just a little too happy, aren't they?
Marco admitted.
People keep telling me how all their problems disappeared once they became a full member of the sharing. It's like some cult or something. I'm getting into that secret meeting.
I said. I had to know. I had to be dead sure.
Let's get away from the fire. Dead. Over behind that lifeguard stand. How are you going to get into the meeting?
Marco asked.
What?
What the hell?
Oh, we won't worry about some stray dog that's walking along the beach. They won't worry about some stray dog that's walking along the beach.
I said.
Oh, some stray?
That was just a little bit of audio foreshadowing.
Oh.
Marco said.
Good idea.
Cassie said.
I know it was a good idea. That's why I did it.
Shut up. I do it too. The only morph I can do is a horse. They would notice a horse. Good job, Cassie.
Hey, look, there's a horse.
A brilliant idea from the think tank.
I checked to see that no one could see us. I waved over my head. A few seconds later, Tobias came swooping silently out of the starlit sky. Swooping silently out of the starlit sky.
Nice. Alliteration.
He landed.
That's not silent.
He landed on the lifeguard stand.
What's
up?
Awesome. It's the thought. The full members are off in some private get together.
I told him.
Do you know where they are? Of course, with these eyes I can see the mice scampering through the dune grass. Nice, plump, tasty looking things. Tobias, get a grip. Don't start eating mice just because you're in a hawk's body. What's next? Roadkill?
He didn't say anything. Maybe he was offended at my suggestion that he would ever eat roadkill. Or worse, maybe he wasn't offended.
Where are the full members?
I asked.
About 100 yards down the beach, there's a little bowl area formed around by the dunes. There are people posted all around, though, like guards.
I nodded.
Good job, Tobias. You've been in that body for more than an hour. You need to morph back. No, I'll keep watch from above for a while longer.
He said.
No, Tobias.
I said sharply.
You need to morph back. You've done what we needed you to do. There is A little problem. I don't exactly have any clothes on. Marco has your clothes in a bag.
Under right. all these feathers, I'm naked.
Okay, and by the way, Doug, I think we know what you're going to call and say, so you don't need to.
Don't, please. We're almost done.
Yeah, Marco has your clothes in a bag. Rachel and Cassie will turn away while you morph.
Cassie grinned.
I'm going to have to teach you boys how to morph clothing.
Still, Tobias hesitated.
I hate changing back. It's like going back into a prison or something. I hate it when I don't have any wings. Tobias, you can always return to your hawk morph later.
Rachel reassured him.
Now, come on, both of you. I'll look the other way so your delicate boy modesty isn't offended.
I took a deep breath.
That's good.
It was only my second morph. It still seemed totally ridiculous that I was even thinking about becoming a dog, but as I concentrated, I could begin to feel the itchiness and the squirmy feeling as Homer's DNA combined with the Andalite technology and began to change me. At the same time, I could see fingers growing from the ends of Tobias's wings.
Oh. Keep a grip on your human side.
Cassie warned me.
We can't have you off chasing cats or whatever. You need to focus hard on staying in control.
I started to say...
Yes, I know.
But it came out...
I was already too changed to make normal human speech.
I thought my answer instead.
Yes, I know, Cassie. Don't worry. But I do worry.
She said softly.
That was an awkward moment.
It gets better.
Actually, that was a... Okay.
I nuzzled her hand. I nuzzled her hand with my cold nose, and she patted my head.
Oh, wait, that's a duck. My bad.
I set off across...
Okay, Doug, that was definitely your moment to shine.
Across this
just band. Sit in the spotlight, man. Just sit in the spotlight and take it in.
Okay, enough with the dog.
No, yeah. Get the dog!
No, shut up.
Dog! Stop pressing that
keep
button.
Keep going.
Cassie had been right to warn me. The dunes, the surf, the low chirping of seabirds in their hidden nest, all of it was so perfect for distracting my dog mind. I heard something breathing in the seagrass, and then it broke and ran. I was off after it before I could even think. It ran and I chased. I think it may have been a chipmunk or something. I never could be sure because I found a hole and went diving in. I dug frantically in the sand for a while before my human brain realized...
Whoa, Jake. This is not what you're supposed to be doing. Stop it.
I made myself walk toward the meeting. I could hear the murmur of voices. I started to creep closer and then I realized that was dumb. Dogs don't creep around. They just walk or run. If I went around acting like spy dog, that would make people pay attention.
Good job, Jake.
So I wandered along, like any dog, out for an evening stroll along the beach.
Just out for an evening stroll?
My tongue lolled out of my mouth. My tail wagged occasionally. The only thing that I had to be careful of was not to let Tom see me too clearly. After all, I looked exactly like Homer. Basically, I was Homer.
Yes, you were, Jake.
I approached the edge of the area. There were high dunes all around. About 20 or 30 people were standing together. Unfortunately, with my weak dog eyes, I couldn't see them very well in the darkness. But I could hear them. I could hear them amazingly well. Sounds that I would barely have noticed with my human hearing were as loud as a boombox set on 9.
Wow, that's loud.
Keep going.
We have a 9 here in the studio.
Yeah, we do. Continue.
And I could smell. It's funny about smell. As a human, you don't really get into it. But when I laid back and let my dog abilities come up, smell became as good as sight. Different, but just as good for some things. I heard Tom's voice, and I smelled the subtle combination of things that meant that he was not too far away. There was a man on guard, yeah. But all he did was look down at me.
It's pretty cool.
Then look away. Okay, that's annoying.
I'm just doing Tom's voice.
No one cares about a stray dog. I began to realize why the Andalite had given us the power to morph. There are things you can do as an animal that you could never do as a human. The members all seem to be waiting for someone to arrive. I heard Tom say...
He should be here soon. Wait, here he comes.
There was a stirring, muttering sound. I heard footsteps approach. I moved closer but stayed out of the light.
Everyone quiet. We have problems.
We're going to let Prim do a voice here.
Oh, okay.
So, Prim, it's the top of 105? 105.
Everyone quiet. We have problems.
The voice said.
Oh, good choice. Look at that. The voice said. I knew that voice. It was the same voice that had been at the construction site. It was the voice that had said,
just save the head. Bring it to me, and we can identify it.
I crept a little closer. I had to look hard to see him with my dog sight. But then when we turned just the right way, I saw him. I recognized him. It was someone I knew. Someone I saw every day at school. None other than my assistant principal, Chapman.
Oh, my gosh.
My assistant principal. My assistant principal was a controller.
With a lisp. Item one. We still have not found the brats who were at the construction site.
Chapman said. His voice was hard.
I want them found. Wizardry wants them found. Does anyone have any clues?
For a moment, no one spoke. Then I heard a second familiar voice.
But it could have been anyone.
Tom
said.
But it might be the one who's my brother, Jake. I know he goes to the construction site sometimes. That's why I brought him here tonight. So we could either make him ours or kill him.
Chapter.
And that's the end of the night. So we're going to leave you on a cliffhanger. So I think we're going to have a discussion here. So if anyone wants to call in right now, please call in.
What's the number, CJ?
The number, Matthew, is 503-943-7121. And you're listening to KDUP.1580 AM, the sound of Portland. So, yeah, you could also be listening to KDUP.UP.EDU. Once again, the number is 7121. We got Kyle Meckling.
Hi.
Doc. Or, yeah, CJ Hanley, that's me. Bob. And we got Matthew Tung in the studio, that's Gerg. And we got a very special guest on the show tonight, Prem. Why don't you say hello to the folks at home, Prem?
Hey, guys.
There we go.
And Prem's DJ name is Prem. So
there you go.
Or the professor.
So what'd you think about what'd you think about the reading tonight?
Well, you know, guys, I thought it was pretty cool, but
we're gonna have to cut you off, and we got a caller.
All right, you're on.
You're on Animorphs, the radio drama, uncensored.
Just when it was gonna get good, you guys leave us hanging.
Exactly. That's exactly what's gonna make next week so much better.
I mean, come on. I wanted chase scenes and fight scenes, and you guys don't get them.
That's next week.
You're gonna have to call in. I mean, we're like on the edge of our seat. I mean, you have no idea how like freaking crazy we're going.
It's
here.
Like the intro trilogy to Star Wars. The first.
If I was in like one of those glug guards, the controllers, I would have killed the dog right away.
Yeah, that's because you're smart and dogs are stupid.
They're way slugs, man. I mean, they're slugs.
Exactly. And who goes to the beach on a night? That's pretty suspicious too.
Yeah, that is pretty suspicious. I gotta say. Well, we'll discuss that, Joe. But we're gonna have to have the phone line open for anybody else who wants a call.
All right, I want this to be a great discussion. Big time discussion.
Well, thank you very much for calling in.
Like a rock star, Animorphs rule.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Enjoy listening. See you next week.
Bye.
So we got another caller.
All right.
I'm so happy you guys are here.
You're on Animorphs. The radio drama is absurd.
Hi, this is Mike. I have a technical language question, if you will.
Okay.
All right. Is it proper, really, to call those who have Yerks in them controllers? Aren't they rather the control-ed?
No. See, because they're referencing the Yerk in the head who is controlling the body.
Yeah,
the body would be just, you know, who they used
the
to
controlled.
Be.
Exactly. So it would be correct to say that perhaps Visser 3 is a controller, but the body that Visser 3 is in is that person, is the control-ed.
That would be correct.
But they always say the Andalite controller. It's the same question. If you had two souls in the same body...
Quite.
Then the original person... I'm not sure where I'm going with it. Like in The Exorcist, for example.
Well, that's what you were quoting.
That's not what I was quoting. When the demon takes over the little girl is no longer the little girl. I mean, she's there somewhere in the back. Mike, could you turn your radio down?
It is down. In fact, it's off.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, the speakers are off in our studio.
Is that better?
We're freaking out.
Anyway, when the little girl was possessed, they called the demon who was controlling her body because at that point she was just a puppet. I'm just kind of saying things and hoping someone will.
I think the reason why they're called controllers is because out of respect for the humans that are being controlled, the Animorphs, when they kill one of the controllers, which they will eventually, you know, they want to say that they killed the slug, but that they freed the controlled, you know?
Exactly. Well,
I guess that's a good point.
Well, I mean, as we had evidence in the reading tonight, the person is there. I mean, we saw Jake's brother's eyes.
We do.
Trying to break through.
Yeah, we do. And it wasn't that a poignant moment? So I really think that shows how...
I agree.
How sad. Thank you, Mehmet.
And Luke says he agrees with me.
Thank you, Mehmet. Anyways, all right. Well, Mike, we're gonna have to let you go. So other people can talk. Yeah, I mean, this is a great conversation. Everything. We could have some other people call in and tell us what they think of it.
Sounds good.
Okay, talk to you later, man.
Bye.
So yeah, talking about controllers, controlled.
Yeah, I just wanted to interject. Actually, I'm not a regular fan. I'm not a regular reader of the Animorphs, This is actually my first experience with the show. And you know, I just thought that it was pretty interesting, all the literary moments that you guys, you know, brought out from this book. You know, I don't know why they don't use this for, you know, classes as an actual.
I think it would be great
as an actual you know, book. Stuff. You know, you could write a lot of essays on the.
And you're on.
Thank you, Brent.
All right, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I was just calling to tell you guys that you're doing a great job, and I think you should bring Prem back.
Oh, we should. All right.
Thank
back.
You, Hillary.
Well,
thank you very much.
We'll remember that. All right. Thank you, Hillary.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Well, I have a fan! Yay!
Prem has a fan. Aren't you proud of yourself? I think it might be the feedback from the speakers.
What do you mean?
Are you trying to turn on the monitor speakers?
Yeah, these.
I think that might be what's causing the feedback.
What feedback?
Could you turn the phone off?
That's what that
can
call. Oh, right. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, Prem, I like what you were saying about the literary aspects of the Animorph books. We haven't gotten to book 9 yet, which is kind of a low point.
Yeah,
but it'll be great for when we make fun.
So where are you guys in the series? As far as, you know, if you were to break this whole series up into, you know, like a plot kind of a thing, are you in the exposition, the rising action?
Right now we're in the exposition right now. See, with book 1, The Invasion, this is one of our favorite books. Right now we've gotten through, there's like 4, we'll
get back
bit.
To that.
We'll tell you a bit.
Right. No, just who?
You're on Animorphs.
The radio drama.
Uncensored.
Hi, who is this?
Hey, this is Andy.
Hey!
Hey,
Andy, what's up?
You guys are, like, totally mispronounced. Von Mises. It's Von Mises. If you guys...
Yes.
No, Andy, for the record, it's Von Mises. It's Von Mises.
Yes. Yeah, so you keep saying Visser 3. It's Von Mises.
Woo! Wow.
All right. Thank you.
Way to be.
Okay.
Sorry, I'd let you know.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Stop
Andy.
Doing stress analysis, Andy.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. So, anyways, going on with the book, there's 4 main parts in this book that I remember. It's been a while since we actually read this one.
Yeah.
But see, we begin with the poignant moment of the Andalite dying, and them receiving their power morph, right? So we got through that last week, and so then we had, you know, Tobias and their discovery. Now we're getting into they're finding out where the Yerks are coming, you know?
Like, oh, yeah, totally.
Sharon, you don't need to be that close. I turned him up quite a bit.
Sorry, my bad.
I'm just saying. So anyways, we have the sharing is what we're learning about right now, so we're going to be seeing quite a bit of the sharing.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
And for the Joes out there that, you know, are really excited about action and stuff, you know, it's like my friend Major Treadway always says about 24, you have to have a really good episode. And then an episode that's like building, and you just know after one of those building episodes that the next one
is going to
be intense.
Because like,
and it's so true.
We're really getting
just
to the next,
like just like the circus fire.
Yeah. We're getting to the next part of this
intense.
The rest of this book is going to be like rock solid, just like in your face.
Next summer, the Animorphs will be attacking.
Wait a minute. Next summer? You mean now?
Well, yeah.
But see, next week.
You always have to say next summer, though.
I think the 24 analogy ends where you have... I don't think you have a character in Animorphs that can kill off 32 people in one day.
Oh, I know. Well, I mean, I wasn't referencing Jack Bauer
not
by himself.
Yet.
Not yet. You gotta wait.
They have the potential.
They do.
They do have potential. So the thing is, though, so we're getting to the sharing right now. Mm-hmm. They're going to be finding out about the sharing, which is a front group for the Yerks. We'll find that out. Sorry.
Right.
I left it out, but I'm sorry. Sorry, but see, and then...
We're on the cusp of that anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
The Animorphs, well, we got a dog and a cat and a hawk. What the heck?
And a horse.
Oh, a horse.
And a horse. Forgot about that.
A horse.
I just have a problem with Cassie's first morph. It's like...
Yeah, what the...
Okay, so, and yeah, girls, you like horses and everything. They're cool, but are you really going to...
Kill things with it?
With it, you know.
I mean, seriously. The guy in me just is appalled.
Well, yeah. Cassie's morphs are always kind of...
Girly.
She gets the wolf, though. The wolf's pretty pretty bad.
Yeah.
All right, we got a call.
Good, because we're trailing.
Thank you for stopping us.
The radio drama.
Uncensored.
All right, so I got the next show's, like, little preview.
Oh, yeah?
You guys ready for this?
Okay.
All right, next week, we got Tobias. Let's go save them, guys! We got Jake. Let's be careful. We got to make sure they're nice. We got Rachel, the smart one. Let's go get him! And the rest of the group, as they change into animals of various sorts, into fighting superheroes. Stay tuned. Animorphs, radio drama, uncensored.
I love you, Joe.
Tune in.
I love you.
10 p.m. to 12 a.m. on KDUP. All right, peace out, guys.
Later, dude.
Bye.
Thank you there, Joe. That's awesome.
If that were a picture, I would tack it to my refrigerator.
Thank you,
Joe.
Yeah.
That was very nicely done.
I'd frame it. Anyways, so, yeah, as Joe said, next week what we're going to be getting into is they're going to go to the gardens, as we said. That's a wildlife place where they have, it's like a zoo.
No. The gardens is a zoo/amusement park.
Yeah,
picture that. Two awesome things squeezed into one.
Yeah.
You know, it's just pretty much
it's
awesome.
Gonna be amazing. So we go there and they get some pretty freaking awesome morphs.
All right, so I want you guys to think in the next few minutes or the next week which animal you'd steal out of a zoo to kick the crap out of a bad guy.
And you can call in
or email us at animorph_radio@yahoo.com.
And we will be reading these.
Yeah, we'll put the best ones or any of the ones, depending on how many we get, on the air.
Depending on which ones agree with
you. So, you know, like, your favorite animal and why. Why you'd want to do that.
A rhinoceros, man. They almost have armor. Jeez.
Well, yeah.
Unfortunately, a rhinoceros kind of leaves Doug way too much breathing room with...
Yes, this is
and
true.
Also, rhinos have very poor vision.
Good and point, they're but... horny. Ah, dang it!
No, it's okay.
I already implied that.
Doug, I'm so... why did you ruin it for me?
Anyways.
Wait.
So,
formal apology from me for
then
Kyle.
Again,
okay.
Yeah.
Then again, at least they're not like humans who mate for absolutely no reason whatsoever.
True.
So, I mean...
Yeah.
At least they hold on to their horns.
And dolphins.
Yeah. Ah!
Dang it. Okay, shut up.
Sorry, no.
So, anyway, we get in the gardens. We have the nice little... We get our morphs and everything. Then, at the end of that... Well, we've got these morphs. What are we going to do with them?
What do you think?
What do you think we're going to do with them? Well, we can't give that away right now, but it's going to be awesome. So, tune in next week to Animorphs, the radio drama.
Uncensored. Thank you.